We mentioned that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis introduces the basic mitzvah Tfilas Kelim. Which Kelim does this mitzvah apply to? So the Gemara says Klei Matches Amurim BeParsha, that in Parshas Matos it mentions six different matches, six different types of metals. So clearly, metal is included in this mitzvah, in this chiyuv of Tfilas Kelim. And for that, for those types of kelim, there's actually a machlokas harishonim. Is it a mitzvah deraisa? Is it a mitzvah derabonan? And then the Gemara adds that klei zechuchis also are included in this chiyuv of tefilas kelim midrabonan. Most poskim assume that that chiyuv is only a chiyuv midrabonan. Why are klei zechuchis included? Because they're similar to metal. That ki nishbru yeshlam takana. If they get broken, there's a takana to fix them up, so therefore, since they're similar to metal, Chazal gave them the same status as metal. We started discussing last time, what does this mean, klei matches? The Torah only mentions six metals, but is that a limiting type of definition, or maybe we should expand to other types of metals as well? What can be included within this category of mateches? Should we say that it's dafka, the six metals, or should we say that maybe it could be a little bit more expansive? So we mentioned that the Vilna Gaon has the comment that that the six metals are bedafka, that it's a limiting list, it's an exclusive list, and only those six metals are considered mateches al pidin. But not everyone is so convinced. Many poskim assume regarding tefilas kelim that even aluminum, even other substances that have the qualities of metal, should be viewed like metal, meaning they should have a chiyuv of tefilas kelim for different reasons. There are some who want to say that perhaps the list is not exhaustive at all, but rather they're just examples of metal. But if we find other metals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to discover other metals, so then those metals are included within Mateches. That's one way to look at it. The other way is to say that even if the six metals are Bedafka, the Vilna Gaon is talking about Tumah Vitara. So just because for Tumah Vitara, metal is defined as simply including the six metals that the Torah mentions, that doesn't mean that for Tfilas Kelim, only the six metals are included, because who says the rules of Tfilas Kelim are governed by Tumah Vitara? And then the third option is to say that even if we'll say that the rules of Tfilas Kelim are governed by Tumah Vitara, why should we say that aluminum is any worse than zechuchis, than glass? If we find that glass has a din of Kli Mateches regarding Tfilas Kelim, so mistama aluminum should be included within zechuchis, within that category, midrabanan, because it's the same rule applies. Kinishbu yeshlam takana. There's no difference between aluminum as opposed to, let's say, silver or gold. If the aluminum breaks, if it gets ruined, you can melt it back into its shape. So because it has the properties of metal, it shouldn't be viewed as any worse than glass, and therefore it should have the status of mateches. It should be chayiv in tefillah. Maybe only midrabanan like klei zechuchis, but it should have a chayiv tefillah as well. The Gemara mentions another case, another shaila regarding this question as to what is included within klei matches. Klei matches amur beparsha. What does that mean, klei matches? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hamad Beis writes like this: kunya. What's the din of kunya? What is kunya? So Rashi explains: kunya is tchiloso shel cheres v'chofen oso b'chufya shel avar. It's made out of cheres, made out of earthenware, but then they coat it, they plate it with lead. So it's a kli that's plated in metal. The ikar of the kli, the essence, the inner part of the kli is cheres, which is potter from tefillah, but it's plated in metal. So the question is, what's the status of this kli? Should we view it as a kli mateches, or should we say it's kli cheres? If it's a kli mateches, it'll be chayiv in tefillah. If it's a kli cheres, it'll be potter. So that's the shaila. Kunya pligiba revacha v'ravina, chadama kitchiloso v'chadama kesofo. Machlokas amaroim, what's the status? Is it kitchiloso? Do we look at the beginning of the kli? As Rashi says, v'loboy tfilad lav matchesu. The kli initially is made out of cheres, it's made out of earthenware. So that's not matchesu. Do we look at the beginning, or do we look kesofo? Basasofo azlinan, says Rashi, shechifo matchesu, kli matchesu boy tfilah. What should we look at? Should we look at the inner part of the kli? Should we look at the outer part of the kli? What's the din? Machlokas samaroim. And says the Gemara, vilchas a kesofo. The rule is that we follow kesofo, we follow the plating of the kli. That since it's plated with mateches, we treat it like a kli mateches, and it's chayiv in tefillah. That's the maskon of the Gemara. The question is, what kind of plating are we talking about? Is the kli plated on the inside, on the outside, both? What exactly is the plating? So this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. And it can have far-ranging application, right? For let's say, glazed china, or you know, a kli that's coated with Teflon, or a kli, or an earthenware kli that's coated with metal. There are many circumstances, many kalim, many vessels that we can think of that have a coating on them. So the question is, what is the case over here? What is the coating? Is it on the inside? Is it on the outside? What is the psak halacha lemaisa about plated kalim? And then we'll have to talk about halacha lemaisa, certain cases related to plated kalim. So what is plated over here? How much is it plated? So Rashi seems to say that it's completely plated. He describes kunya as tchilas ocheres v'chofen oso b'chufya shel avar. He doesn't say it's plated mibifnim, mibachutz. It's chofen oso b'chufya shel avar. It sounds like it's completely surrounded with a chufya of lead. Right? It's completely plated, both on the inside and the outside. That's poshup shat in Rashi. Tosfos already starts to entertain the possibility, or he raises the shiloh, what's the din if it's not plated completely? Tosis in Dibur Maschal v'Hilchasa, v'Hilchasa Kesofo, Hainu Kelim Shemechupin Ba'avar Mibifnim. He says, Dafka, if it's plated on the inside with metal, so then it'll be Chayav in Tefillah. Avu Mechupin Mibachutz, but if it's only plated on the outside, V'chein Kliyetz HaMechushokin Saviv Barzel Mibachutz, and similarly, wooden Kelim that have like a band of Barzel, a band of metal around them, even according to the Manda Amar, that we always follow the Mamid. In Tumah V'Tahara, we always follow what is supporting the Kli. Some of you had this in Sukkah, when we learned Sukkah a number of years ago. We talked about that in Tumah V'Tahara, the Mamid is very important. So in Sukkah as well, the Mamid of the Schach is a very important koveya in terms of the halacha of the Schach. So says Tosis, even according to the Manda Amar, that for Tumah V'Tahara, we follow the Mamid. That doesn't apply by tefillas kelim. In tzrichin tefillah, they don't require tefillah. Kevin de'ein mishtamshin b'hem derech hamateches. Since you're not using the part of the kli that is metal, it doesn't require tefillah. The kli suda ha'amurim b'parsha ha'enu shemishtamshin b'hem. The Gemara is going to say not only kli matches amurim b'parsha, but kli suda amurim b'parsha. We'll see exactly where the Gemara saw that, where the Gemara found that in the psukim. But the Gemara says that kli suda amurim b'parsha. You don't have to be tovel all kalim that you acquire from the non-Jew, only kalim that you use for a suda, in the serving of this of the food, in the eating of the food, maybe even in the preparing of the food. We'll have to see exactly which stages are included within klei suda. So says Tosfos, it's not enough that klei matches amurim b'parsha. So you would think that if the kli is coated in metal, then it should be chayv in tefillah. No, the fact is klei suda amurim b'parsha as well. It says that it has to be klei suda. So the only type of plating that's going to be mechayev and tefillah is if the plating of metal is on the inside of the kli, so it's touching the food. If the plating is only on the outside, even if it's mamid as a kli, even if regarding tumah v'tahara, we should follow the mamid, we should follow the metal, but regarding tefillah as kelim, that's not enough. Just because it's mamid the kli, says Tosfos, since klei suda amur b'parsha, it has to actually touch the food. It has to be used in the process of the eating or the preparing of the food. So if it's only mechupa mibachutz, if it's only coated on the outside, says Tosfos, it's going to be potter from tefillas kelim. There's no need to be tova b'chlal. Not just you should be tova without a bracha. There's no chiv tefillah b'chlal because that's not called chafui. That's not called plated or coated with metal. So we see Tosfos already is chipping away. Right? Tosfos says that even if it's mechupa mibifnim, if it's not mechupa completely, it's mechufa, it's coated on the inside, that's enough to be mechayev in tefillah. But Tosfos says if it's only mechupa mibachutz, that's not enough. Mechupa mibachutz is not enough. It has to be mechupa bifnim. Why? Because klei suda amur b'parsha, and therefore the metal has to be a part of the kli that's going to touch the ochel. If it's only mechupa mibachutz, it's not going to touch the ochel. That's not enough to be mechayev. Not everyone agrees with Tosfos. If you look at the Mordechai quotes opinions that assume that maybe even mechupa mibachutz, maybe if the kli is only coated on the outside, maybe it should be chayav in tefillas kelim. Let's take a look at the Mordechai together. Look at the screen share. The Mordechai in Simen Tov Tov Nun Tes writes as follows: Money de kunya. Vessels made out of kunya, right? Piresh avi ha ezri bein mechupa mibefnim bein mechupa mibachutz v'lo mibefnim ton tefillah. So he quotes the avi ezri, the Rav Yah, who says that even if it's only mechupa mibachutz, it's chayav in tefillah. Why? Mechupah mibachutz is chayav in tefillah? I thought we just said klei sud amurim beparsha. What's going on over here? It's against Tosfos. So Zokner Rav Yoh, the lo chilko chachamim beimi bifnim bein lachutz. The chachamim were not mechalik. The Rav Yoh says there's no reason to be mechalik. The chachamim said that if the kli is a kli suda and it has metal in it, metal is an ikar part of the kli, so then it's chayav in tefillah. The chachamim were not mechalik where the chufya is, where the coating is. As long as the kli is coated in metal, in some part, obviously in a significant way, even if it's not mechupa mibifnim, it doesn't matter. I klei sud amur beparsha. Apparently, what the Rav Yoh is assuming is that klei sud amur beparsha doesn't mean that the metal has to touch the ochel. As long as the metal is in an important part of the kli, even if the metal doesn't touch the ochel, the chachamim were not mechalik. So even a coating on the outside, Zokter Rav Yoh would be mechay of the kli in tefillah. A little bit later in the Mordechai, he quotes the Maram Rutenberg, Rabbeinu Meir, who also says that even if it's only coated on the outside, it's chayav in tefillah. Rabbeinu Meir matzrich lohem tefillah. Rabbeinu Meir requires tefillah for certain deliyim, for certain jugs. V'zeh l'shona. This is the tshuva. Shoshal ladoni al deli shel eitz, on the wooden deli, the wooden jug. The chishukan shalosh shel barzel, it has bands of metal on it. Yazlina basar amamid linyan tefillah kamo linyan tuma. The Maram Rutenberg was asked, what's the din? Do we follow davar hamamid for tefillah just like we say for tuma vitara? Nirali zok the Marami Rutenberg. Let's see, just one second. Nirali. Let's follow it. Oh. Nirali dein chilek b'neim. He says, I don't think there's any chilek l'inyan zeh. I don't think there's a chilek, Zokta Marami Rutenberg. There's no distinction between Tumah V'Tahara and Tfilas Kelim. So he's the first Rishon that we've seen that says that Tfilas Kelim and Tumah V'Tahara is b'chada machta machtinu. It's one unit. So if we find regarding Tumah V'Tahara that we follow the Mamed, then regarding Tfilas Kelim we should follow the Mamed as well. Why? So he brings a raya. Teida. Darminam perakam the Shabbos gabe kli zechuches hola tchilas b'yosam and achol shavin rabbanu kekli cheres. The Gemara in Shabbos says that since kli zechuches habiyosam and achol they're created from sand, so Chazal treated them like kli cheres regarding tuma v'tara. Then mekabel tuma like kli cheres uporich, and on that the Gemara asks ela mayata chulei. What's the kashi? You got to look up the Gemara. Ela mayata, they shouldn't have a tara b'mikva, just like kli cheres don't have a tara b'mikva. So the klei zechuches shouldn't have a tar b'mikveh either. The klei cheres only become tar if you break them, but you can't be makbil them in a mikveh. So klei zechuches should be the same. And what does the Gemara answer? Hachamayaskina shenikvu v'hitav l'sochan avar. We're talking about that the klei zechuches got holes in them, and you put metal, you put lead into them to fill up the holes. So alma medaminan tevila l'tumma l'inyan haloch achar hamamid. Zokta Marami Rutenberg, what do you see from this? That in the case of klei zechuches that had a hole in them and you filled it up with lead. So what's the lead doing? It's being mamid the kli. It's allowing you to use the kli. So we say if it's allowing you to use the kli, it's mechayev in tefillah. So then we say there is a chiyev tefillah. Even though a kli cheres doesn't have tara b'mikvah, but a kli mateches does have tara b'mikvah. And comes the Gemara in Shabbos and says that even if you only filled up a hole of the kli zechuches with avar, with metal, then there is a tara b'mikvah. So Zokta Marami Rutenberg, what do you see from this? Regarding tevila mituma, we follow the mamid. So there's a comparison between kabbalas tuma and tevila. So similarly, for tevilas kalim, we should say that there's a comparison between tuma v'tara and tevilas kalim. That's Marami Rutenberg's raya. Quite a raya, yeah? It's not muchruch b'chlal, right? What's the Maram saying? The Gemara is talking about Kabbalas Tuma and Tevila Mituma, not Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim is a different realm. Who says Tevilas Kalim is dependent on Tevila Mituma? The Maram Rutenberg saw from the Gemara in Shabbos that you see that if the metal is only Mamanis HaKli, it's only a filler. It's a filler in the Kli that's allowing the Kli to function now. But nevertheless, that changes its din regarding Tevila. So you see that you follow the Mamed regarding Tevilah. So therefore, for Tevilas Kalim as well, when you acquire a Kli from a non-Jew, we should follow the Mamed. Who says? It's quite an interesting raya. Just because regarding Tevilah from Tumah V'Tahara we follow the Mamed, That's because regarding Tumah V'Tahara, we find there's one day that holds that you follow the Dovra Hamamid. But that doesn't necessarily mean you follow the Dovra Hamamid for Tfilas Kalim from a non-Jew. That's a big Chiddush. That's a much bigger Chiddush. But that's what the Marami Rutenberg says. And that's what he wants to say. So just to sum up, we have a Mordechai that quotes a Marami Rutenberg and a Rav Yoh, who both seem to assume that even if the Kli is coated only on the outside with metal, it's Chayav and Tfilah. Why? So comes the Rav Yoh and says, because the Chachamim were not Mechalik. As long as it's part of the Kli, if it's Mamed as a Kli, even though it's not even touching the food, it doesn't matter. The Chachamim were not Mechalik. They require Tfilas Kalim as long as there's metal in the Kli. And the Maram Rutenberg has a different Svara. He says that the Halachos of Tfilas Kalim should follow Tumah V'Tahara. If we follow Dovra Hamamid for Tumah V'Tahara, we should follow Dovra Hamamid for Tfilas Kalim as well. Against Tosfos says Beferish that if the Barzel is only Mechushokim Sovav HaKli, if it's only a band of metal on the outside of the Kli, that's not enough. Because just because we follow Dovra Hamamid by Tumah V'Tahara doesn't mean that we follow Dovra Hamamid by Tfilas Kalim. By Tfilas Kalim, Klei Suda Amurim Beparsha, the metal has to be Dafka on the inside in order to be Mechayev in Tfilah. Okay? Questions. Okay, this is point number one. Let's say the Kli is only coated on the outside with metal. How about if it's only coated on the inside with metal? So Tosfos already addressed that point. Tosfos said that if it's coated only on the inside, it's chayiv. Hainu kelim shemechupen ba'avar mi bifnim. It's covered with lead on the inside. The kunya are covered with lead on the inside. That's enough to be mechayiv. He doesn't say mi bifnim or mi bachutz. He just says mi bifnim seems to be sufficient. Not everyone agrees with this either. The Ran, for example, the Ran quotes an Ikaman de Omer that if it's only Mechupa Bifnim, you Tova without a Bracha. Tova without a Bracha. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Smak. Right? If you'll take a look at the screen share once again. Beis Yosef. This is in the packet. Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef quotes from the Rabbeinu Peretz. Nochamo. Beis Yosef quotes at the end, "Usmak kosav kedera shel cheres shein metzupin ba'aver mi bachutz ein tzrichen tefila, aval osan shein plumin mi bifnim tzrichen tefila ach b'lo bracha, levisha ein asuyin elo lenoyad kan." The smak, it's really the Rabbeinu Peretz in his Hagos on the smak. If you look earlier when he quotes the smak, it says b'hagos. Rabbeinu Peretz in his Hagos on the smak, so he wants to say that if the kli cheres is only coated on the inside with metal, so then it requires tefillah without a bracha. Why tefillah without a bracha? Because that coating on the inside is only lenoy ba'alm. It's only for beauty. So why require tefillah at all? What's this idea, tefillah without a bracha? So apparently he has a suffix over here. The Chelkas Binyamin, which is a beautiful, beautiful sefer written by Refival Cohen's son, Rav Binyamin Cohen, who's a big gong. Refival Cohen wrote the Bari HaShulchan, on Hilchas Nida, and Hilchas Tarovis, and Bas V'cholav, and Hilchas Avela. So his son, Reb Binyamin Cohen, wrote the Chelkas Binyamin on certain areas of Shulchan Aruch, on Hilchas Ribis, and on Hilchas Macholei Akum, Yoredei Chelek Beis, Hilchas Macholei Akum, and Hilchas Tfilas Kelim, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim. It's a wonderful, wonderful sefer. It's like a Mishnah Berurah. It has a Pnim, it has like a Bir Alocha, and it collects a lot of the sources and a lot of the discussion in Hilchas Tefilas Kelim. So he wants to suggest the suffix that the Rabbeinu Peretz has is maybe if it's only coated on the inside, it's done lenoy ba'alma, it's only for beauty, and that's not significant. But on the other hand, maybe we should say that if it's coated on the inside, it's done to prevent absorption of the sources of the food into the kli. You know, if you have an earthenware kli, but it's not coated at all, so then you'll see it gets very dirty because the sources get into, you know, the juices and the sources of the food, they get into the kli and they dirty the kli, and I guess they affect the kli, right? So it's not just for beauty, but rather you don't want any of the juices to be absorbed into the kli, then they'll affect the future food that you're going to put into the kli. What's more, if it's coated on the inside, he suggests that it can be mechazik the kli, it strengthens the kli. If it strengthens the kli, then it's an ikur to the kli, not just lenoi ba'alma, so maybe it should require tefillah. So that's why he claims, Rabbi Peret says, you should be makbel without a bracha, because it's a suffix, what the purpose of a chipui mibifnim is all about. Okay, so as opposed to Tosfos, who says that if it's coated on the inside, avad it's chayev in a tefillah with a bracha, Rabbi Peretz in his Hagos on the Smak is not so sure. He says that maybe you should be tova without a bracha. Maybe you should be tova without a bracha. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Shach discuss each one of these cases. Going back to the case where it's only covered on the outside. Only covered on the outside. So the Shach quotes Rabbi Peretz, who says that you should be tovel without a bracha. If it's only covered on the outside, be tovel without a bracha. Why? Well, because it's a machlokas arishonim. We said it's a machlokas, the two dais in the Mordechai against Tosfos. Machlokas arishonim. Rabbeinu Peretz apparently is mistopic. He doesn't know what to do. Right? So the Shach quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, the halacha, that you should be tovel without a bracha, because it's a suffik. Suffik sveika dedina. What's the din if it's mechupa mibifnim? Let's say the coating is on the inside, the second case that we addressed. So here there's a machlokas mechaber amo. The mechaber says, let's see if we can see it in Shulchan Aruch live. Right? The mechaber says, in Sif Aleph, Simen Kuf Chav, Sif Aleph in Yeridea, the mechaber says, Hakonim mehaovik ochavim kleisuda shel matras o shel zechuches o kelim hametzupim ba'aver mibifnim. Mibifnim, they're only covered on the inside. Aval b'shem chadoshim, tzorech ladbilam b'mikva. Yeah, tzorech ladbilam b'mikva. He says you have to be mad for them. It sounds like it's an absolute chiyuv tefillah, and you should make a bracha as well. Comes the Ramah and says, yesh omrim, the kelim ha-metzubim ba'avra, afilu b'fnim, yitbo b'lo bracha, v'chein nogin. Says the Ramah, even if it's metzupa b'fnim, it's touching the food. So Tosfos wanted us to believe that in that case, avada, you have to be tovel with a bracha. And that's how the Mechaber seems to paskin. Comes the Ramah and says, no, there are those who claim you should be tovel without a bracha. Beis Yosef b'shem smak. The smak, Rabbeinu Peretz, is not so sure. He's not sure about either thing. He's not sure about a chipoy mibachutz. He's not sure about a chipoy mibifnim. So regarding the chipoy mibachutz, the Shach quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right, if it's mibachutz, the Shach quotes that Yesh Omrim Hametzup. Where is this in the Shach? Let's see. The Shach in Sivkot and Dalit. Yitbo b'lo bracha b'murchai kosa b'shem Rabbeinu Baruch. Da'afilu ena metzupa ela mi b'chutz ba'aver yitbalenu b'lo bracha. Meviu beis Yosef v'darkei Moshe. So the Shach says maybe you should be tovel without a bracha even if it's mechupa mi b'chutz. But mechupa mibifnim, says the Ramah, the Rabbeinu Peretz is mesupik about that as well. So you should be tovel that without a bracha too. Okay, this is in terms of a kli, an earthenware kli that's covered with metal. Right, we talked about, Rashi seems to define kunya as it's covered both in the outside and the inside. But the Rishonim discussed these two cases. Let's say it's covered only on the outside or it's covered only on the inside. Lemaisa, the Ashkenazi poskim follow the Ramah and the Shach, they would say it's a suffik, and therefore one should be matba without a bracha. What's the din if it's coated with something else besides metal? Let's say it's coated in glass. Michael Reinhardt, yes. Question. Michael? Let's see if I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So, the Rabbeinu Peretz would seem to be only talking about mibifnim and not mibachutz. So the Shach is quoting Rabbeinu Peretz for mibachutz, or I don't know if he is, but
it's a different Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's go back to the screen share for a second, okay? I didn't read this Rabbeinu Peretz inside with you, but let's go back to the Beis Yosef. Hani mili b'metzupim bifnim. Okay, ken kosu shamatosis ve'arash v'chein kosav smak. The time of Mishum, the Kavan Shainu Mishtamesh, B'makom Ha'avar, or B'makom Ha'barzel, Havi Dumi, the Klei Su'uda. Right? Okay. So he quotes Tosfos, he quotes the Mordechai, and then he says, V'harabenu Peretz, Hora Lahat Bilam, below Bracha, Adkan. Okay? So the smack, I'm not sure who exactly he's quoting over here, but he says Rabbeinu Peretz was more, he paskin to be matbil, these kelim that are only mitzupa mibifnim, again, these kelim that are only mitzupa, I'm sorry, not mibifnim, these kelim that are only mitzupa mibachutz, right? These kelim that are only mitzupa mibachutz, right? The case of the Avi Ezri is that it's mitzupa mibachutz and not mibifnim. So in that case, Rabbeinu Peretz says you should be matbil below bracha. Then later on, he quotes the smak that keder shalcher hashem etzupim ba'avra mibachutz ain't tzrichim tvila, aval osan shehein plumitz mibifnim tzrichim tvila ach below bracha. So here, he seems to say that if they're coated on the inside, you're tovel without a bracha.
I don't see where the shaft is getting the tovel below bracha mibachutz. It seems that everyone we've seen has said that if it's mibachutz, then there's no tefillah required.
It's this line right over here: v'harabenu peretz hora lahat bilam below bracha. V'harabenu peretz hora lahat bilam below bracha. That's talking about mibachutz. It's interesting that the smack here, if it's sham, if it's in the hagos, so then he's talking initially about keder shalcher hashem etzubim ba'avra mibachutz, and he says they don't require tefillah at all. But from earlier, it looks like Rabbeinu Peretz paskin that you matbil below bracha. But it's this line in the Beis Yosef that the Shach is quoting. That's the line in the Beis Yosef.
So is he saying that either way you'd be matbil below bracha?
Yes. No matter
how it's coded?
Yes, either in the outside or on the inside. Even if it's exclusively only on the outside or on the inside, because he says again, since there's a machlokas or rishonim in either case, we're machmer for both shitas. We're machmer to be tovel, but we're machmer that maybe it doesn't require tefillah, so we're matbel only without a bracha.
And so the difference between the shach and the ramo would be what? I mean, the shach is saying that even mibachut to be matbel below bracha, and the ramo is saying only mibifnim to be matbel below bracha?
Correct. The ramo is talking only about mibifnim. Right, he doesn't talk about the case of mibachutz, and the shach is talking about mibachutz. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You.
Okay. So moving on to other types of coating. Let's say something is coated in glass. Would that change anything? So this is discussed by the shach. The shach quotes the issa v'heter ha'aruch, the aleph vav hey. He's quoted left and right. The shach says, "B'shem the issa v'heter that mitzupa b'zechuchis is dino k'mitzupa b'mateches." What's the difference? We said that there's a chiyuv to be matbil glass keli. So now, if the Gemara is introducing that even a kli that's only coated in metal should be chayiv in tefila, so a kli that's coated in glass should also be chayiv in tefila. That's what the Shach quotes from the Issa v'Heter. Comes the Pischei Tshuva, and he quotes the Shelis Yavitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, who says that I don't think mitzuba b'zechuchah should be chayiv in tefila at all. The Shach quotes the Issa v'Heter, Kosev Issa v'Heter, Ha'aruch, that Metzupim b'Zechuchis dinu k'Metzupim ba'Avar. Zechuchis and Avar are the same, so therefore, if it's covered in glass, it's also Chayav in Tefillah. Comes the Pischei Tshuva in Sivkot and Beis, and he quotes the Shelis Yavitz, I am b'Shelis Yavitz, Shekosev, the Kelim Abayim im Dinas Hayam, Shekorin Porcelain, V'domen l'Klei Zechuchis, Ein Tzrichin Tefillah. Right? L'Fishyadush ba'Asiyosem and Achol. It's made from cheres. You're only coating it on the outside. And he says, "Do klei zechuchis sheet feimin ayu? Klei zechuchis are even smoother than these kelim. Ve'ilav mishum dechinishbu yeshlem takana laticha. The mishumachik klei matche shavenu hayu tzrichim tvila. V'hani leslahu ach takanta." What's the Shelis Yavitz saying? He's saying the only reason why klei zechuchis are chayiv in tvila is because kinishbu yeshlem takana. That when they break, there's a takana. You can mold them again. But this is a special type of zchuchis. This is a kli cheres that's covered, that's glazed, that's coated in glass. If it's only coated in glass, if the kli drops and breaks, you can't redo that kli. You got to start all over again because it's only coated in glass. It's not purely glass. So Zokta Shelis Yavitz, go back to the reason why Klei Zechuchas are Chayiv in Tefila. If Klei Zechuchas are only Chayiv in Tefila because Yeshlem Takana Kinishbaru, so then Klei Cheres that are covered in glass do not have a Takana. Because if that Kli breaks, then you can't just put it back together again. So therefore, they shouldn't require any tefillah whatsoever. So as opposed to the Shach, who says that if it's mitzubah b'zchuches, you do require tefillah because it's like mitzubah b'mateches, the Sheles Yavet says absolutely not, because you have to follow the Tam HaDavar. Since the Tam HaDavar is kinish b'yeshlam takona, if it's klecheres that are covered in glass, they don't have a takona if they're broken. So therefore, they shouldn't require tefillah at all. The Sefer Tvilas Kalim also adds, Reb Shmuel Vosner in his Tshuva Shevet Alevi, he wants to suggest that something that's covered in glass, should not require a tvila. Why not? Because the whole din of the Shach is a chiddush. Right? He's saying that not only are klei zechuches chayiv in tvila, but even if it's covered in zechuches, it should be chayiv in tvila. Now we know that a kli that's covered in metal, right? A kli that's covered in metal. Why is that chayiv in tvila? Is that a regular chiyuv daraisa according to those who claim tvilas kelim in HaTorah? Would that be a chiyuv daraisa as well? So he wants to suggest that no, that's only a chiyuv midrabbanan. If it's covered in metal, that's not really a metal kli. It's that you're saying since it's covered in metal, Chazal say we treat it like metal. So if that's only a chiyuv midrabbanan, and zechuches itself only has a chiyuv midrabbanan, so then something that's mitzupa bizchuches is like a trade rabbanan. So if it's like a trade rabbanan, and the whole idea of tzipui is a chiddush in itself, so the Shevet Alevi thinks that b'makom sofik, you could be mako. He doesn't see why you should have to be matpil, a kli that's covered in glass. Because glass itself is only the rabbanan. He says a kli that's coated in metal is only midrabbanan. So the whole thing is a trade rabbanan. And it's not clear that we should extend this to zechuches. It's a machlokas, the Sheles Yavetz and the Shach. So he thinks that that one can be mekel, that if the kli is covered in glass, it doesn't require tefillah. Now, there's a very famous comment Rabbi Kiva Eger has over here in Shulchan Aruch. And with that, we'll get to the case of glazed china. Now, glazed china is all about a kli that's covered in glass. Rabbi Kiva Eger says on the line of the Shach, Yud Balenu B'la Bracha, he says, V'im mitzupa mi bifnimu mi bachutz ta'un bracha. If you have a tzipoy of metal, both on the inside and the outside, then it's definitely ta'un bracha. Mikol mokom yesh lomar, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that, let's see, just one second. Mikol mokom yesh lomar, dafka mitzupa ba'avar mamish. Only if the kli is covered in metal, on the inside and the outside, completely. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, then it's chayv and tefillah. Avol glizerit, but glaze, glizerit, lo yivarech. Ayin b'mish b'zozav. He quotes in the Prima Godim that if the kli is only mitzupa in glizerit, which is a very thin glaze of glass, for that, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that you would not make a bracha. Even though it's mitzupa mibifnim and mibachutz, you would not make a bracha. Why? Because that glaze is so insignificant. It's so thin. That glaze, everyone would say that you should not make a bracha on. So, this is the discussion of glazed china. Glazed china used to be made with a covering of glass. So the question is, does glazed china chayiv in tefillah? So some say, Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to claim, that if it's really covered in glass, it should be chayiv in tefillah. But if it's only a glizerid, if it's only a very thin coating of glass, then it's not chayiv. So it's on this comment that the Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Chav Tes wants to suggest, Simen Kuf Chav, Siv Chav Tes, he wants to suggest that our glazed china definitely should not require tevila whatsoever. Why? Because he says that our glazed china is even less than the glizerid. They're not putting a coating of glass on the china. All they do is they spray the earth and where they spray the china with something, and it creates some kind of a sheen. That's not real glass. That's not even the glizerit Rabbi Kiva Eger is talking about, Zappi Aruch HaShulchan. So he says, our clay porcelain, our china dishes, he says, should not require tefillah at all. He says, it's a pella that some are matbil below bracha. He says, it shouldn't require tefillah at all, because that's not even glizerit. Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say that the glizerit is not even significant, Zappi Aruch HaShulchan. Our glazed china is even less than glizerit. So if it's less than glizerit, then there should be no reason to be tovo that, because it's not viewed as glazed china bechlal. It's not viewed as covered in glass. The Sefer Ole Yeshurin, written by Rav Aaron Felder, quotes that Rav Moshe wanted to say the same thing. He felt that glazed china should not require tefillah, because that is not considered clay cheres that is covered in glass. What's the din with Corel or Corningware? It's not quite glazed china. It's a little bit different. It's not so clear what Corel is really made of. You know, is it made of glass, right? Is it made from a glass-like sand? Is it made from something else? It's a big question, and it's changed throughout the years. But the Sefer Ahalei Yeshurin quotes that apparently there was a suffix. Rav Moshe wasn't sure about it. That initially Rav Moshe felt that maybe on Karel you could be makel, that you don't have to be tovel at all, because it's not considered a glass. It's really like a cheres. It's like an earthenware. Why should it be viewed like an earthenware? Because if it's broken, it doesn't have a takana. You know, Karel is not supposed to break. That's what they say on the commercials. But the reality is, it does break. If you drop Karel on a stone floor, it will shatter into pieces, and you can't fix it. It's impossible. So maybe we should treat Karel. We should say that Karel is like earthenware. It's like cheres, because kinish bruein lam takana. Even if it's made from glass, but it doesn't have the property of glass, because kinish bruein lam takana. So then the Ole Yeshurun said that later. Rav Moshe wanted to be chozebo. He felt that maybe you should be machmir. Maybe you should be mapil it without a bracha. So he wasn't sure, Rav Moshe. Initially he thought you could be mekel, and then he said that you should be machmir. Rabbi Willig, I believe, is mekel. He assumes that Karel does not require tefillah whatsoever, because maximum you're going to require tefillah by Karel, because you treat it like a klei zechuchis. But zechuchis itself is only a chiyuv midrabanan, and since Karel is a safek, so he says, Sveikad Rabbanan Lakula, so you could be makel to assume that Karel does not require tefillah at all. That's how Rabbi Willig paskins. But something that's real glass, like Pyrex or something like that, if it's real glass, Avadat should be chayav in tefillah with a brocha. It's like regular glass. This whole shayla is only these strange cases that are not quite glass. They're earthenware or something covered in glass, or... Right, they have certain properties of glass, like Karel and Corningware and glazed china. These are the shilas. But if you have Pyrex, even though it's not, it's a special type of glass, but basically it's glass. So Pyrex, a Pyrex kli that you use for cooking, that certainly should be chayv and tefillah with a bracha. What's the din of plastic? Plastic halem, are they chayv and tefillah? So the Darkei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva's... Ohel Avram, one of the Achronim, one of the Poskim, who wanted to suggest that plastic kelim should be chayiv in tefillah with a bracha, because if they get broken, then you can melt them, they have a takana, they should have the same din as glass. But the Melamed Lahoel, Rav David Tzvi Hafman, he disagreed. He said that, why should we be mechadish gzeiros me'atzmeinu? Chazal, what goes around glass? That goes around glass. So, plastic, even if it has similar properties to glass, but it's not glass, so why should we mechadish extra gzeros? If Chazal didn't know of plastic, so then we shouldn't necessarily say that plastic has the same din as glass. We should be mekel in plastic to assume that it doesn't require tefillah at all. And this seems to be the position of many of the poskim, Chazan Ish, Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin. Many poskim assume plastic doesn't require tefillah at all. These poskim are quoted in the Sefer Tevilas Kelim on page Reish Chav Zayin. There is a minig in the Broyers community to be matbil plastic kelim with a bracha. They assume like this other tshuva in the Darkei Tshuva. They assume like the other achronim. So in the Broyers community in KAJ, they actually are matbil plastic kelim with a bracha. Others are machmer to assume that, well, maybe there's a chi of tvila, so we should be matbil without a bracha. I think the conventional minig is to be mekel, to follow the Rov Poskim, to assume that plastic kelim are not like glass, they're not included in the Gzeres Chazal, and therefore plastic kelim do not require tvila bichlal. Not just that we're not machmer to be tovel with a bracha, but rather they should not require tvila bichlal. So that's I think the typical minig when it comes to plastic kelim is against the minig in the Broyers community. The Broyers community actually is tova plastic with a bracha. It's a big chumra. The tova plastic with a bracha, but I think most individuals will not be tova plastic at all. Okay, questions? Yes. Yosef trap.
I don't understand. How can they toll with a bracha?
Because they assume that since plastic can be fixed, it can be melted. Again, I don't know how to do this, but I guess experts can melt the plastic and reform the kli, then it has the same status as glass. And if glass is chayiv in tefillah midrabanan, then plastic should be chayiv as well. That's what they're assuming. Others claim, no, that the Gzeres Chazal applies to glass, but it doesn't apply to other things that that are not exactly glass. I know we mentioned aluminum, right? Chazal, there are poskim that assume aluminum has the same status as glass. Yeah, but aluminum is different. It's a metal. So because aluminum is a metal and it has the properties of glass, so then you could say that that's part of the Gzeres Chazal. But plastic is a totally different substance. It's not a metal and it's not glass. So to go so far as to say that anything that has the properties of glass should be treated like glass, these poskim are assuming that that's not the case. Okay. Till now we've discussed a... Michael, you have a hand up?
Yeah, Rabbi, I just wanted to bring up quickly, just to make sure I understand. If we have, let's say, a metal kli that's coated in something like plastic, so would we just say sabi d'oraisa l'chumra?
That's the next question that we have to address. Till now we've talked about a kli that's technically potter from tefillah, it's an earthenware kli, but it's covered in metal or glass, covered in something that's chayv in tefillah. What's the din in the opposite case? Let's say we have a metal kli, but it's covered in enamel or plastic or teflon. Should that be chayv in tefillah? What's the din there? So on the one hand, you'd say that based on klei kunya, based on this halach of kunya, we see that we follow the coating. Right? We don't follow the ikra kli, we follow the coating. So maybe in the reverse direction, we should follow the coating. If the coating is something that's potter from tefillah, we should follow the coating and we should exempt the kli from tefillah. But on the other hand, you might say that an enamel coating or a teflon coating, maybe even a plastic coating, is not significant. Maybe it's not so significant. Maybe it's ein bo mamish. It's not the etzem hakli. So maybe it's not so significant. What's more, the purpose of the tzipui, the purpose of the coating, right, is to protect the kli, right? To protect the kli from getting rusted sometimes, right? Or to help us in using the kli, to make it easier to clean the kli, like in the case of Teflon, it's much easier to clean. So really the purpose of the Teflon is to make it easier to use the kli. So if that's the goal of the Teflon, then maybe we should say it's batel to the kli. So either the coating is ein bo mamish, so it shouldn't be significant, or maybe it should be batel to the kli because it's there to be meshamesh the kli. So for these reasons, because it's not so clear which way to go, so the poskim say that one should be matbil without a bracha. If you have a teflon coated frying pan or something, so it's not clear. Should we view the frying pan as really being metal, or should we say no, since it's coated in teflon, which is a type of plastic? So then it should be potter from tefillah. Obviously, people from the Breuer's community would be matbil the kli with a bracha, because if teflon is plastic and plastic is chayv in tefillah, so then there's no shaila. But if you're going to be mekel in plastic, so then perhaps we should say that if it's coated in plastic, so then it should be potter, coated on the inside in plastic. You're not sure that it's chayv, but on the other hand, maybe it's there to be meshamish the kli, or it's not such a significant coating, so therefore we should follow the kli. We should say that it's chayev and tefillah. So for that reason, the poskim say that you matbil without a bracha. Matbil without a bracha. And similarly, in the case of a baby spoon, the shaila is raised about a baby spoon. The baby spoons are also, they're coated in like a plastic type of material. So what's that coating for? So some say that that sipui, that coating, can't be considered batel to the kli because the purpose of the coating is not for the kli. What's the purpose of that plastic coating? Who's it for? Not for the kli, but for the baby, right? It protects the baby. You don't want the baby to bite on the metal. It's too hard for the baby. So they put a plastic to protect the baby. So maybe it shouldn't be batel to the kli. It's hard to say that it's ein bo mamish because it's a coating that's going totally, it's surrounding the kli on all sides. But at the same time, the metal is also a significant part of the kli. So here too, the poskim say that you should be matbil the baby spoon with the plastic on the outside without a bracha. Be matbel it because there's the concern that the metal is considered significant, but on the other hand, the plastic is also significant, so the poskim said that you should be matbel it without a bracha. Okay, so these are the general rules about kalim that are coated. Questions? Okay. Let's move on to one final sugya regarding kalim, different types of metal kalim. Okay, we mentioned yesterday the question of a kli that's made out of aluminum. So we said Rav Moshe paskins that it's chayiv in tefila because it's no worse than a klei zechuchis. It's no worse than klei zechuchis. If klei zechuchis are chayiv, so then this has to be chayiv as well. And others claim that maybe you shouldn't make any comparison between tumah v'tara as opposed to tefilas kalim. Even if in tumah v'tara we'll say that dafka, the six metals, are considered mateches, but for tefilas kalim, anything that has the property of metal should be chayiv. So it would seem as though aluminum, the poskim are going to say, is chayiv in tefilas kalim. What's the din of aluminum pans, disposable aluminum pans? Should they be chayiv in tefilas kalim? So the Sefer Tefilas Kalim, written by Ritzi Cohen, that we've quoted already, in Perek Aleph, Ha'ori Yud, he quotes a major machlokas in the poskim about this shailah. The Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breish, who was a big gadol in Switzerland, he has many tshuvas about Tefilas Kalim, many seminal tshuvas about Tefilas Kalim. So he wants to suggest that disposable aluminum pans should be potter from Tefilas Kalim. Why? Not because aluminum isn't chayiv in tefillah, but because since they're disposable, they're not considered a kli. They're not a kli for Kabbalah's tumah. So if they're not a kli for Kabbalah's tumah, they shouldn't be a kli for Tefilas Kalim either. That's what he wants to suggest. Since they're disposable, they're not viewed as a kli for Kabbalah's tumah, so therefore they're not a kli for Tefilas Kalim either. And he says it's meduyuk in the Rambam like that, because the Rambam in Ilchas Kalim, in Perikei Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, what's the din of a keren, of a horn? They used to use the horn of the animal as like a cup. So they would use the horn, they'd take the horn off, they'd use it once, and then they'd throw it away. Right? It wasn't something that they would keep all in void. So the Rambam says, Keren shemishtamish ba'umashlicha, ena mekabelas tumah. The Rambam says that if you have a kli that you use, it's a base kibble, you use the kli, but you throw it out after using it, the Rambam says, na mekabel tumah. Zot techelkas Yaakov. So you see, even though you can use it more than once, but since it's not normal to do that, it's normal to only use it once, it's disposable, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. So if it's not mekabel tumah, then for tefilas kalim, there shouldn't be a chi of tevila either. That's the yesod of the Chelkas Yaakov. So it's clear that the Chelkas Yaakov is comparing the dinim of tefilas kalim to the halachos of tumah v'tara. Well, we know that this is a major discussion in the poskim. Right? We found already in Machlokas the Maram Rutenberg and Tosfos about this. Tosfos here in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Tosfos wanted to say that if a kli is only plated on the outside with metal, it's only a mamid hakli, it's not chayiv in tefillah, he says. Why? Because it's not klei suda. Klei suda amur b'parash, that means that the metal has to be something that touches the ochel. Aye, but in Tumah V'Tara, we follow the Davra Mamid, says Tosfos, who cares? Tefilas Kalim is not governed by Hilchas Tumah V'Tara. So you see clearly that Tosfos distinguishes between Hilchas Tumah V'Tara and Tefilas Kalim. On the other hand, the Mordechai quotes the Maram Rutenberg, that maybe if the Kli is only coated on the outside in metal, maybe it is Chayiv in Tefilas Kalim. Why? Zok the Maram, because we do compare Tefilas Kalim to Hilchas Tumah V'Tara. So you have a Machlokas or Rishonim about this. If you look further in the Yad Ephraim in Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ephraim quotes from the Shev Yaakov. We had a Shev Yaakov in last week's shiur. We talked about Hilchas Talmud Torah. So the Shev Yaakov is also quoted by the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim says, what's the din in the following interesting case? Right, what's the din? Let's say you have a kli that you attach to the tanur. You attach to the tanur. Right? He says, what happens if you have a kedera chadosha shal nechosha shekorin helpat, shekovin betaner beis achorev, you attach it to the tanner. So tzorech tevila kemen shalokhin lolo shapas velikach letavshilin v'noagin mimenu v'nostim mimenu lishtos te. V'havale klei suda. So someone wanted to say that it's chayav in tefillah. So he says, ha-minig shein tzarech tefillah. The minig is not to be tova. I'm sorry, it looks like he's not quoting from the Shev Yaakov, but from the Shvus Yaakov. Shin veiz vav yud. Looks like it's from the Shvus Yaakov. He says, the minig is not to be tova. Why? V'nosan tam l'minig, kevin shekovin osan betanur, since you attach it to the tanur, v'yatanur kavua bekarka, v'lo nasu l'chatchila l'shtamish bohem ela b'mechubar, v'ein metamin b'shum tuma, mikol shkein b'tuma zu k'mo shekosav atur. Zof the Shvus Yaakov, look, if you're koved in the tanur, it's mechubar l'karka. It's attached to the karka. The tanur is attached to the karka. Their tanurim were attached to the karka. So if it's attached to the karka, zok the Shvus Yaakov, it's not going to be makabel tumah. Anything that's attached to the karka is not makabel tumah. A house is not makabel tumah, it's mechubar l'karka. So he says, if it's not going to be makabel tumah, then there's no chiyuv of tefilas kelim either. What do you see from the Shvus Yaakov? That he's comparing the dinim of tumah v'tara to tefilas kelim. So he says, if something is not going to be mekabel tumah, then there's no chiyuv of tefilas kelim either. Zok the Chelkas Yaakov, we see that we compare hilchas tefilas kelim to hilchas tumah v'tara. So in our case as well, if the item is disposable, if it's not normal to use it more than once, so then it doesn't have a shame kli. And if it doesn't have a shame kli, then it's potter from tefilas kelim. This is what the Chelkas Yaakov wanted to assume. Rav Moshe echoes a similar idea in his Tshuvas in Chelek Gimel Siman Chav Gimel, but he formulates it a little bit differently. He says that even if you'll use the kli two or three times, it still doesn't require tefillah. Why? Because it's eino ro'i lamod yomim rabim. It's not normal. It's not capable of lasting for a long time. You take an aluminum pan. You can use it more than once. But after a while, it gets dirty, it gets bent, it gets cracked. You're not going to use it for a very long time. Zokter Moshe, if it's not Roy Lamud Yomim Rabim, that doesn't have a Shem Kli. That is not going to be Chayiv in Tefillah. And for that, he quotes a different Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Kelim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that if you have Kelim made from different vegetables, from a lefes, from an estrog, from a dalas, they used to take a gourd and they'd you know, shave it out, make a base kibble out of it, and use that as a Kli. So Zok the Rambam, in that case, that kli is not mekabel tumah. Why? Lefi she'iyev she'shiyamdu el zman muat. They can't last. The kli can't last except for a short time. Zok the Moshe, you see that something that's eino roi lamod yomim rabim doesn't have the status of a kli. So if it doesn't have the status of a kli, then it shouldn't be called a kli for tefilas kelim either. It shouldn't be called a kli for tefilas kelim either. Not because we compare tumah v'tara to tefilas kelim. It just doesn't have a shame kli b'chlal. If it's not roy to last, then it can't be called a kli b'chlal. So it won't be called a kli for tumah v'tara, but it shouldn't be called a kli. It shouldn't be called a kli at all. So once it's not called a kli, so then it shouldn't have a din of tefilas kelim. I saw the Sefer Tefilas Kelim also quotes Rav Elimelech Bluth, one of Rav Moshe's close talmidim, and he wanted to add that since the company that makes the aluminum tin pans doesn't make them to be used for more than one time, so then if you use it more than once, it's almost like the kli is nigmar biyad Yisrael. It's almost like the Yisrael is completing the kli. So even if you use it more than once, it still shouldn't have a chiyuv tevila. The Gaiusha company wasn't expecting for you to use it more than once. So you're going to use it more than once, that's like nigmar bidei Yisrael. So that shouldn't require tefillah. What's more, there are others who say that you don't even know if you're going to use the kli again. You use it now. If it gets ruined in the use now, you're not going to use it in the future. So it's not like you're koveya it betashmish kavua that you're going to use it for an extended period of time. Each use, you're going to evaluate the kli and you're going to say, well, if it can be used again, then I'll use it just this one time. So you're not thinking of using it la'olam voy. So if you're not thinking of using it l'olam voy, maybe it's not called a kli, it's a disposable kli, so therefore it should not require tefillah. I've heard Rabbi Shechter felt that aluminum pans maybe should require tefillah, because he says even though it's normal to only use it once, the reality is you can use it many times. If you really are careful with it, you can use it many times. I think he feels that aluminum pans really do require tefillah. It's a big chumrah. I think most assume that aluminum pans, since they're disposable, they do not require tefillah. If you take Rav Moshe's svara to its logical conclusion, what should come out is that you should be able to use the aluminum pans two or three times, right? Because he says that as long as it's not roy lamod yomim rabim, it's not called a kli. But if you use it two or three times, that's still okay. That's what the Rambam says. Even if you use it two or three times, as long as it's not roy lamod yomim rabim, it's not considered a kli. So if you take that svara, so then it should be permissible to use your aluminum pans a couple of times. But after a couple of times, even if the pan still is usable, maybe it's kedai after two or three times to throw out the pan and to use a new pan. And then Rav Moshe would say that that's okay because you've never used the pan la'olam vayed. You've used it in a way that it's taka not roy lamad yom rabam. You're not going to use it forever. You're only going to use it two or three times. So if you use it in such a way, then you're demonstrating that you don't treat this pan as being a pan that actually is kavua, a pan that really lasts yomim rabim. You're treating it only as a disposable pan. And if it's only disposable, so that it doesn't have a shem kli, and then it'll be potter from tefilas kalim. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a nice day.